This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 857. Powerful quotes for entrepreneurs that will change your outlook on life. Part 1 by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host here, and welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I simply read some great blog posts to you. And today's post is a little bit longer than normal, so I'm going to read the first half for you right now and then finish up the rest tomorrow. So let's get right to part one as we start optimizing your life. Powerful quotes for entrepreneurs that will change your outlook on life. Part one by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. What I love about powerful quotes are that they provide you with a certain perspective that you may not have considered before. But once they resonate with you, they can completely change your outlook on life. The quotes that I'm about to present to you have drastically changed the way I approach business and entrepreneurship. In fact, they have enabled me to run a seven-figure e-commerce store, a seven-figure blog, a podcast, an online store course, and a conference, all while working a full-time job with two kids, though I've since quit my job. First off, on the surface, it might seem as though I have a lot of balls juggling in the air, but I'm not superhuman, nor am I more productive than the average person. I also don't do anything especially fast. In fact, people who have seen me in action know that I drop things on the floor all the time, and I can be pretty disorganized at times. The reason I'm able to accomplish what I do is because I follow a set of guidelines that allow me to slowly but consistently make progress towards my goals. Here's a sneak peek into how my mind works and how I structure my life based on a set of short, powerful quotes. 1. Quote, doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full. All that matters is that you are the one pouring the water. End quote. If there's a single quote that defines my way of thinking, it's that I like to be in control. Sometimes this attitude slows me down when I have to learn or develop something from complete scratch. But for the most part, I strongly believe in owning the core parts of your business. For example, in my post on the future of e-commerce, I mentioned that I've considered switching over to a fully hosted shopping cart like a BigCommerce or a Shopify. But the reason that I've resisted all of these years is because I don't want to put my business platform in the hands of someone else who can raise prices or change policies at any time. It's a major investment and very risky to switch carts from an SEO standpoint. And I have the knowledge and capability to maintain my own solution. Can I innovate faster than a fully hosted platform? No way. But on the other hand, I don't need 80% of the functionality that the fully hosted carts support. And the remaining 20%? I can often code new features myself in a few weekends and avoid paying recurring fees. Overall, when it comes to outsourcing, I like to be in control over every aspect of my business that is not easily interchangeable. For everything else, I don't mind paying a third party. For example, I spend about $800 a month on email marketing services. But even though email marketing makes up 90% of my blog income, I would never create my own email platform. Switching email providers is fairly trivial, so it's not a major risk to my business if my provider decides to screw me. A shopping cart, on the other hand, would require many months of painstaking work to migrate. Will my mindset change someday? Maybe. But for the small shop that I run, I prefer to get by with what I have and stay in control for now. 2. Quote, the art of being wise is to know what to overlook. End quote. Remember when I said that I drop stuff on the floor all the time? Well, there's absolutely no way I could do what I do without saying no to most things. Because I dedicate my weekends to my kiddos and family, I basically have about 20 hours during the week to get all of my business tasks done. 20 hours is not a lot of time, so I have to fiercely prioritize. With any business, it's very easy to get caught up in making more money, investing in more projects, and trying to expand. So I constantly have to remind myself why I'm in business. I'm not doing this stuff to get rich or to become famous. The reason I do what I do is to free up my time for my family and to keep my mind stimulated. That's all. Any request or project that detracts from this goal is immediately dropped. 3. Quote, your body is a public resume about what you say about yourself. End quote. A major component of business success is your ability to network and build lasting relationships with other like-minded entrepreneurs. And when it comes to building rapport or garnering respect from your peers, your appearance matters. Whenever I meet someone new, no matter how hard I try to keep an open mind, I'm often influenced by a person's overall demeanor. For example, if a person is dressed well and in excellent physical shape, I subconsciously have a positive impression of that person right from the start. The other day, I was catching up on reruns of Shark Tank when I saw a haggard, unkempt entrepreneur dressed in a tie-dye shirt, shorts, and flip-flops pitch to the sharks. And right away, I knew that he wasn't getting a deal, no matter how great the idea. Unfortunately, your body and the way you carry yourself can make or break a first impression, which is one reason why I made a conscious effort to get in shape several years ago. And to this day, I continue to exercise regularly, maintain a low-carb diet, and pay attention to my health. Not only does this improve my energy level, but it allows me to be more focused and productive as well. 4, quote, "We always overestimate the change that will occur in the next 2 years and underestimate the change that will occur in the next 10. Don't let yourself be lulled into inaction," end quote. Whenever I start a new project or business, I'm usually overeager and impatient. And when I'm excited, I tend to overexert myself and expect great things to happen immediately. But when I don't see results right away, I get discouraged and want to quit. For example, when I first started my blog, I was writing 5 times per week, not getting any traction at all, and burning myself out in the process. It wasn't until I dialed my effort way back to a more maintainable pace that I finally began to see results. Hear what happened next in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled "Powerful Quotes for Entrepreneurs That Will Change Your Outlook on Life" by Steve Chu of mywifequitherjob.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Steve for letting us share his post today and tomorrow. When his wife became pregnant and she planned to stay home with the baby, they knew that they would need to find more income. So the couple started a little online store called Bumblebee Linens. In just 1 year, they were able to replace his wife's salary of $100,000 per year, and they started My Wife Quit Her Job to document all of it, including income reports. As of 2016, Steve said that he expected to have the website's first 7-figure year, which obviously was a huge milestone. But he didn't stop there. He started the My Wife Quit Her Job podcast and even held his very first e-commerce conference called the Sellers Summit. So clearly he's a very accomplished guy. You can learn a lot from his site, which again is mywifequitherjob.com. And thanks again to Steve for letting us share his work. But that's going to do it for today. Hope you have a great rest of your day and that you'll join me again tomorrow to wrap up this post. And that is where your optimal life awaits.